Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The biggest story of 2014 is not the turmoil in the Middle East, not about China or Islamic terrorism. The story is oil. Go to the farm in Illinois, and you can fill up your car for less than $2 per gallon. And I'm looking forward to cheaper nitrogen fertilizer and diesel fuel. 6 months ago, prices were pushing towards $4 per gallon for gasoline. Just look in June, and we were told that the risk was rising prices. And now the question is, how low will prices go? For 8 years, we've lived with historically high energy prices. We spent billions of dollars in the Middle East. How many lives have been sacrificed? Part of the reason has been to protect our energy supply. Well, it's time to reevaluate that concern. We're now producing more oil than any of those Middle Eastern countries except Saudi Arabia. We are energy secure. Saudi Arabia and the other members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries decided to end their practice of holding prices up by limiting production. It doesn't work anymore. New technology and drilling has resulted in an explosion in oil. OPEC's plan now is to let the market work. Prices will find a bottom that will discourage investment in new production. The collapse in oil prices reminds the oil-producing countries and companies about the history of oil. Oil was cheap in 1986 to 2004. That was almost 20 years. In 1998, a barrel of oil cost under $10. Last June, it was $100. Market prices are driven by supply and demand, and seems like just yesterday, corn was worth $8 per bushel. Well, now it's worth half that. You know, they always say the best cure for high prices are high prices, and the cure for low prices are low prices. The positive takeaway from the big oil boom is, number one, we are no longer as dependent on other countries for our energy. And number two, the low energy prices will give our consumers and Europeans more money to spend. The countries that will suffer are those that rely on oil and gas for their income. Middle East, Russia, Venezuela. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.